Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
You are listening to Talks Machina on the Critical Role Podcast Network. Talks Machina airs live at twitch.tv/Critical Role on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Pacific, and it's also uploaded to youtube.com/Critical Role on Thursday mornings. If you like our podcast, please rate and review it on iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Without further ado, here's this week's episode of Talks Machina.
Are we on the internet?
Did you know that it actually takes 142 licks to reach the center of a Tootsie Pop?
Taliesin, time to start licking. Oh, we don't have a Tootsie Pop? Even better. Good evening, and welcome to an all-new episode of Talks Machina, your favorite show about whatever the fuck this is about. My name is Brian W. Foster, and I'm the new host of the show. Tonight, we will be discussing Critical Role, Campaign 2, Episode 20.
Whoa!
La Benda Awaits, a.k.a. Labia awaits.
No!
Thank you.
Although that's a thing to be celebrated.
Yes. Yeah. With my guest, Taliesin Jaffe and Ashley Johnson.
That's me.
That hat is definitely something a pyramid would wear. All that and more tonight on Talks Machina.
Awoo!
Hit it! Good evening. I kind of fell down a little bit. Good evening.
Got all tucked in?
Welcome back to Talks Machina. It's Tuesday, friends.
Talks Machina.
Talks Machina. How is everyone? Esteemed Couch of Destiny? Wow.
Yes.
You guys look great. You look like a couple of people that would beat me up in high school.
I did have a jacket on that I just really need to talk about because I'm not allowed to wear it on the show.
It was a great jacket.
It was a great jacket.
It was amazing.
We went somewhere this weekend and
can't wear it.
Ash put this jacket on. And when she walked around the corner, I said, A, buy it, B, wear it on Talks this week. And she brought it. And wouldn't you know, that old wet blanket, Maxwell James, just took a shit all over my girlfriend's hopes and dreams.
It's true.
We spent $10,000 on this jacket with the hopes of creating laughter and joy for all of the wonderful people that watch the show.
Steal it twice the price.
It's branded with lots of mini, it's got logos and words from a very popular adult beverage company that rhymes with Dewar's Smite.
Kind of a crud bite, but sure.
Crud bite, yes. Huh?
I mean,
Boars. Yeah,
Boars,
that's a good one. Yeah.
But but Max did provide alternative wardrobe for me.
Yeah,
in the form of a
Critical Role.
A Critical
Role
hoodie.
Those are very soft and
very soft. It's got a hood.
It's our form of the dad blazer when you show up to a restaurant that you are obviously not prepared for, and they're like, we know we have to let you in, so we have the series of blazers that we've collected from people who've died here and we've just thrown in the basement.
Like, where are these sports coats
dad
coming
blazer
from?
Sounds like a party I'd like to go
dad
to.
Dad blazer.
Went to this crazy dad blazer this weekend.
Dad it's blazer would thing, be a great man. Name for a band.
It would be. Well, what are you guys doing after this?
Probably going to see Dad Blazer at
the Troubadour. Well, we have some announcements to get through before we start the show. Are we on the internet? Vox Machina Origins hardcover We have one floating around, but Liam keeps it in his backpack. He keeps it protected, but it's gorgeous. The hardcover for the comic Vox Machina Origins will be on sale at 9 a.m. Pacific on May 31st, which is this Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, through the Geek & Sundry online shop. And you can check out all the details about the collection at our website, critroll.com, which is our new beautiful website, which is up and running.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. There is even a page for this crappy show. Oh, the stream of many eyes. Ashley, Taliesin, Travis, Sam, Marisha, Matt, all the stars are coming out for Stream of Many Eyes. They are all participating this weekend. It's a special 3-day live event here in Los Angeles.
Have you figured out what you're doing?
That means
yet?
No travel per diem for me.
For the game yet?
Not yet. But I did like your idea, but I like
I have no idea what this is.
I
know, I'm like, when you get into town, we're going to have to watch that because that's bullshit. Because that's basic human, that's like basic human literacy.
It is.
Yeah, it'll make sense next week, what I'm saying.
It'll make sense next week. That's really what we say on this show every week. It'll make sense next week.
It'll make sense next week.
The event starts June 1st, and if you're in LA, you can check out the show live and in person.
Yeah, come see us.
Come see them.
Get our tickets.
Get our tickets at dnd.wizards.com/some, S-O-M-E, for Stream of Many Eyes, for more info and tickets.
Come see us. Come hang out.
It's going to be
don't
crazy.
Touch me. I don't like shaking hands.
Nope. Eye contact, not a good idea.
Eye contact is a terrible idea. I get a little squirrely.
Yep. She's got one nail that's just there for just a jab.
Stabby stab.
Stabby stab.
Stab nail.
Dagger, dagger, dagger. Sniff.
Yep. Well, also.
Ashley Johnson autograph.
Yeah. Also, Tox Machina, this very show, has a new Instagram account. Be sure to go to @ToxMachina on Instagram and follow for shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
Well, guys, yes, please.
I have an announcement.
Please announce it at once.
Well, maybe this is not an announcement. It's more of a statement.
Please state it.
You look very cute. Mm. You're like a freshly shorn sheep.
I am a baby.
Try to say that three times fast.
Freshly shorn sheep? Oh, I can't even say that one time.
You just look really great.
Thank you. I did just quaff.
I'm a quaffer myself. There's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I got a haircut and a very extensive beard trim last night. My hairstylist has narcolepsy and was falling asleep. Just shaved the whole thing, and once you shave part of it, you got to shave almost.
No,
the whole
I
thing.
Assumed you'd gone for a full beard transplant at that point. Like that looks like someone else's beard.
I
at this
asked
point.
For Travis's back hair to make my new beard, and they said it's
downy. But
yeah, they were like, it's crazy
red.
Forest. It's what? It's wet.
It's red.
Yeah, it's true. Well, thank you, Ashley. I appreciate that compliment.
You're very welcome.
And. Thank you for dry humping me before the show started.
You're welcome.
Made Max really happy. Without further ado, let us discuss episode 20 of Critical Role. 20 episodes already.
That's crazy.
My goodness.
Doesn't make any sense.
Oh, the time just flies. Mm. Labia awaits. Please, as always, consult your doctor before using Labenda. Well, we have some crit roll stats for this episode. In the 20th episode of Campaign 2, Yasha had her 10th rage. That's cool.
Hey,
10
cool.
rages in 20 episodes. The Mighty Nine had their 20th. How do you want to do this?
Hey.
We're getting up there,
guys. On the 20th episode, no less. 20th.
And Bo used her 30th key point.
Okay.
30 key points already.
Dang. It's weird starting over, man.
It is, right? Yasha takes the lead with 5 full unshared. How do you want to do this, Eyes?
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Not is technically sitting on 4.5, sharing one with Jester. That's not. Beacon has been said 20 times in Campaign 2. Bacon, sorry. I just learned how to read 2 hours ago. Bacon has been said 20 times in Campaign 2. Pocket bacon has come up 7 times. Pocket bacon sounds disgusting.
You think that, and then you find it, and it's just such a blessing.
It is. But,
yeah.
I would be really excited if I found bacon in my pocket.
Mmm.
Yeah.
Does it also kind of just last forever?
I'd be really excited
forever?
If I found my dad.
Oh, well.
I don't Where were you going to go, Talison?
I didn't know where to go.
I saw something brewing in there, and then it disappeared.
It started, and then my basic taste in decency just
you were like, I'm just
going
to let him hang out there on that ledge.
I think my favorite part about in the last game, Marisha said somebody had... I'd probably brought up the pocket bacon, but I think a character that Matt was playing, and she was like, yeah, you know, pocket bacon, like when you put it on a paper towel and you put it in your purse.
Yeah, for later.
For later. And I was like,
pocket bacon. The grease gets all over the stolen credit cards and stuff.
Well.
I mean, if you get a decent paper, it depends on the ply level of the paper towel.
Should be able to. Gotta get some bronze.
Like, you don't want super greasy bacon.
Some bronze.
Yeah. Some bronze, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
If anybody works for Braun, paper towels out there.
The official
go ahead and
paper
send
towel
us
of pocket bacon.
Official paper towel of pocket bacon.
They made little sleeves that you could fit a whole thing of bacon in. It was just like a paper towel sleeve. That would be amazing.
That would be very good.
And you could have you could have a bacon holster.
Yeah.
Talison, you're making my mouth water for the second time tonight.
Oh. I was not prepared for the show tonight.
Well, good morning.
Never prepared.
Good morning.
I'm waking up.
Our first question of the night comes from Miss Sunflower 94, and it's for the actress who goes by the name of Ashley. How does it feel having Yasha secure the space of Alpha Goth?
Wow.
Oh, man. That's such a nice thing to say. It feels great. Mm. I think that's always a spot that I wanted to fill.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how I didn't realize that was going to be the part I was going to fill in this game, but I just couldn't be more pleased.
Oh, I get it.
I just feel at home.
Yeah. There's a connected follow-up here for Talison from Pots and Pans 11. How does it feel to be so vastly outgothed in both campaigns so far?
You know, I've gotten the gothing out of my system, and really it's time for another generation to goth.
You've blown all your goth.
I've blown my goth. It's dead and buried.
And Los Angeles is for the better.
It's probably for the better. It's weird. Los Angeles and like Miami are weird places to goth. It's just very hot.
I can't picture, does Miami
Florida
have
goth?
A big
Florida
goth,
goth
scene?
It exists, and it is very damp.
Really?
It is just very damp, and it's moldy, and it's, I mean, like, they're out
goth.
There. Yeah, Moist Goth. It is not a pleasant goth.
Moist Goth will be my new Instagram account name. Danny, could you please sign me up for use any of my 50 email addresses? Wow, yeah. Moist Goth.
Yeah, no, it's.
She's just shaking her head no.
She's like, not
gonna. Not do
even
it.
No. She's
that single ringlet
USA
is especially
right
nodding.
Now.
She's got one ringlet that's really aggressively knowing that.
Courtney's not here, but I can still feel she's upset at me.
Always true.
Ashley, the Midnight Archer wants to know, what was going through yours and Yasha's minds during your visions? Those were pretty incredible.
Oh, man. No, you can hear.
Now, wait, do you guys know...
Too much away in case
we know that you know Molly's backstory.
We know
a lot of Molly's
bits and
backstory.
Pieces of each other's backstory.
If I think it's going to come up, I throw it at her so that she doesn't have like pages and pages of shit. But.
I still have things that I have to share with him that I think he would know, and I think vice versa. And every once in a while, we're like, oh, wait, would know this right before a game.
Yeah.
We tell each other. But
nobody else from the cast is watching the show because they sent us pictures that they're at a miniature golf place doing
something.
What happens
fun.
Is during talks is everyone who's not on the show goes and hangs out together and does something fun and then sends all of us pictures of them all hanging out together, having
so
fun stuff while we're sitting here.
This.
Yeah, talking about arsequeefing and stuff. Yeah.
Carnival rides.
Well, I think just for me personally, that was exciting because, you know, that is something different that we're doing in this campaign where we have sort of private visions with Matt.
Oh, that's coming to Alpha soon, I heard. Private visions with Matt.
So, but it's so fun because it's reminiscent of our home games where, you know, if something happened back, you know, many years ago when we were playing at home, he would take one of us aside and
to the kitchen.
Take him to the kitchen or take us to the living room in Travis and Laura's place and, you know, tell us something that we could either share with the group or keep to ourselves. And it was very exciting. And because you know you're, it's an experience that you're having with the Critical Role community that you're all just there together, sort of listening to Matt's amazing storytelling, and also it's a part of your story, which is so exciting to hear. And I want to go back and watch it again because I know that there's some stuff that I miss, and
it's
I wanted to take
in the moment.
Yeah, I wanted to take notes, but I was like, I just want to be in this, and I can go back and watch it. That's the great thing about the stream.
Yeah.
But
if you have a subscription, no, I'm kidding.
Yeah, true. But yeah, I think, and as for Yasha, I think that of course meant a lot to sort of make a stronger connection with the Stormlord. Mm. And, you know, she's still sort of new in her journey and her walk with the Stormlord, so I think that was a pretty powerful moment. Mm. Some of the visions I'm sure she's still trying to figure out, as am I.
Yeah, interesting. You haven't been here since we put the mace on the set.
Oh, hey!
Oh, yeah! Pike's old mace.
Will you hit Max with it later?
Of course.
Okay, good. Taliesin. Mm. Muted Rainbows wants to know. Good one.
Yeah, no, I'm into it.
I have been wondering this ever since we learned about Molly's past. Does he see Gustav as a sort of father figure?
Sure. it's definitely, I wouldn't go so far as to say father figure, but there's definitely a mentor. Like anytime, those sorts of communities tend to definitely have parental character. Like I can even think back to like working some of the fairs, and like there's definitely there are people you even just refer to as mom,
yeah,
or like dad, even if it's just like the adult,
yeah.
And he definitely treated him as a token. Like there was a token adult of that group. So yeah, there's definitely. There's that without the reverence. It's unconditional love without reverence, I suppose, would be the, yeah, it's the, I love you, you are a fucking train, we are all train wrecks, but it's,
yeah,
I'm not even gonna pretend you are not a complete disaster of a human being or else you wouldn't be here.
Interesting, yeah.
So there's definitely, and that's something that's gonna come back up as soon as there's breathing room.
Yeah, it's been a little.
We have not forgotten about Gustav.
Yeah. Good, because no. Gustav does not forget.
Gustav is still serving community service.
Yeah.
So
only 200 hours left.
Yeah.
That's what I say to myself every Saturday. Ashley, Marvelous Miss C wants to know, the dreams that Yasha were having was an amazing and insightful moment. Was Yasha left with a sense of comfort or vulnerability after such a strange and vivid sequence? How did it leave you feeling when it was over?
Yeah, I mean, more to answer that question more, I think.
Leave you feeling.
It was, again, obviously, I know more of my backstory, and not to give anything away. So, some of the visions allude to some of the backstory, and some of those are not so comfortable to sort of. I'm trying to think of.
Dwell on?
How to properly answer this. Yeah, I mean, they weren't necessarily. I'm trying to think of how to like answer this and not give anything away.
Do it in Latin.
I think. Well, I don't know Latin.
You don't? I'm out of here.
I think it left her feeling both of those things.
Yeah.
Okay. There's comfort in sort of knowing that. She does have a connection with the Stormlord, but I think there was some vulnerability and some scariness to some of the visions.
Yeah.
So it was. There were many, many feelings. Many feelings and emotions there. I don't want to give too much away.
Is she used to feeling vulnerable or no? Probably not with groups of people, I'm guessing.
Not with groups of people, yeah. I think. Especially, this is, you know, we keep talking about this when we're sort of off stream. We all have this. This is only 2.5 weeks or 3 weeks have gone by.
Yeah, it's only a few weeks that these people have been in a group together.
Yeah, so it's still, you know, we keep sort of going back and forth with like, well, we've played 20 games and we've all spent a lot of time together. We all know each other so well, but these characters don't. They've only known each other for 3 weeks. Yeah. So I think that's why everybody is like holding on to their backstories, because you're sort of like, well, is this, would I share this with these people? in 3 weeks.
Is this a thing that's going to last, or is this going to be over in like
a
month?
But so. You're also like, well, this is D&D, and we're playing this for fun, so, you know, it's different.
String it out, yeah.
We've known Taliesin for so many years, and every week we find out something new about his backstory.
This is true.
So
this
it's
is
like,
true.
Yeah.
<It's>
wow.
Everybody's like,
Put that all away from like the game engine studio.
Yeah. Max is just laying down back there. He's just taking a nap.
It's fetal.
Yeah, he's in the fetal position. Yes. Dang. Danny's got him locked up. Oof. That's why Danny, before the show, was like, bring out the GIMP. Taliesin.
Yeah.
Radar 4 wants to know. We know Yasha knows a fair bit of Molly's background, but doesn't Molly know much about Yasha's? We were asking that earlier. Was he as surprised as everyone else when her wings appeared?
No.
Interesting. Okay, so that's something that...
I think yes. Yeah,
we had a brief conversation about him, like
Ah, nice.
He's seen that before.
Yeah,
he's heard the music that comes along with those wings coming out.
Well, the pregame, which your character was in, but you were not in because we did a test game for the characters, and you couldn't make it for the test game. Implied that like we had been in skirmishes. I mean, like that circus had been camping alongside the roads, like. For 2 years, and those skirmishes seem to happen every other night.
Yeah.
So it's not like they just came out of nowhere. This was just like you're going to camp by the road, bandits are going to come along. So we've probably been together in like 20-25 fights already. It's not unusual.
Wow.
Yeah.
So.
But probably nothing as serious as.
No.
Like, we've been in now, but just difficult
goblins.
People,
or
goblins, things like that.
No. The giant alligator things.
No.
Yeah.
I love a good alligator.
Liege. Yeah.
Cobalt.
Yeah, Lake Placid.
I was thinking about that the entire game. Lake Placid was going through my head. I couldn't.
I thought of it too. And then this weekend, Lake Placid versus Anacondas was on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Yep.
And this morning,
I was watching the one with the.
The one with the girl in the bathing suit who gets eaten by the that's everyone.
Yeah, I was like, that's what I just said.
There is no girl
in
the bathing suit in Lake Placid. It's just
Oliver Platt in a bathing suit.
It's Oliver Platt in a bathing suit and Betty White in the role of her life.
Yeah, it is Betty White.
It's the
best my gosh.
Betty White. Because someone was being really weird about the was it Bo who was trying to be nice to the alligators,
and I think
I was just imagining Betty White with her this is ridiculous, I tell you to suck it, you know.
Just swearing up a storm.
Feeding the alligators.
Innocent little Betty White.
Lake Placid, great film. Go see it.
Great film. Yeah, go see it. It's out now in theaters. 1997.
Possibly on Amazon. Who knows?
Let's give away some free shit real fast, shall we?
Let's do it.
Each week we like to feature unique creations by you, the critters, including those epic gift-making skills. It's GIF of the Week.
GIF of the Week!
GIF of the Week.
Our winner for episode 20 of Campaign 2 was sent in by Eden Chenzayan, a.k.a. Eden is Sour. Eden, E-Dinosaur. At E-Dinosaur. Let's take a look.
It's yours. What do you wish to do?
Drink.
Oh my god, I forgot about the mime flask.
Drink.
What a bunch of degenerates.
A bunch. You are very drunk. She's trying to gag him.
Oh, yay, stick.
Do you want me to stick something down your throat? This is a fucked up way to start a morning. That was pretty good. That person put in some time.
I was excited by the notion of just everybody vomiting. I thought that would be fun.
Yeah.
That was great.
I just thought that was funny, just someone really strong as Yasha, but you see someone throw up and you're like, oh no.
Yeah. Oh God.
She can't.
I'm also going to throw up.
She's got a light stomach.
Congrats to you, E-Dinosaur. You have won this Critical Role hoodie that Ashley is modeling for us tonight. Why don't you give us a twirl there and show us.
This is actually, this was sitting right there.
Yeah,
and
that's
so
the
I
one
put it on. This is probably not the one that you're gonna get, unless you want it.
Yeah, we'll give it to him.
And then on the back, you said
back,
you gotta show the back.
Oh yeah, there we go. That's
good. Yeah.
Oh yes! Fantastic. Stick your face. Stick your face in that heart.
How do you do this?
Yes. Well, that's all the time we have for tonight, folks. It's not going to get any better than that moment. And, oh, also, the Critical Role dice, the event dice, which are like the ones we give out at the events. Those are solid. Super nice. Yeah.
Super hot.
Black on red. These are good. These all roll 20s every time, even though they're not all D20s.
Yeah, that 20 on the D4, a little weird.
We can't guarantee that that works. Don't at us or sue us. You can submit your gifts for our weekly contest by emailing them to submit@toxmachina.com. These dice will not submit to this dice bag. All right, moving on. A question for Ashley from Ramsey Baggins. Now that her God has given her the blessing, their blessing, do you think Yasha feels more comfortable with the group?
No, I think she's just uncomfortable with people in general.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like Yasha is kind of like a homeschooler. You know, where, I mean, I relate because I homeschooled through high school, but when you get around, you know, regular kids in public school, you're like, oh, I'm weird.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. I feel like Yasha's like that. So I think...
Regular kids.
But I feel like she has, you know, confidence in her journey with, that she's going the right direction.
Yeah.
But I think she's still awkward with people.
Yeah, interesting. Me too.
I was like, God, she's a child actor. Oh no.
Yeah. <It's> just... Oh no!
Just set school. Just set teachers.
Set school.
Oh yeah. No!
Oh, I forgot it was Child Actors Night.
Yeah, it is.
Oh yeah. Man.
Yeah, not a year of actual school between us, probably.
Yeah, I know, right? Not unsupervised.
Didn't meet anybody.
I did.
Yeah.
I did go up until middle school.
I didn't meet anybody my own age who didn't have a SAG card until I was like, I mean, like with rare exception until I was like.
Really?
13. I was like in school for like 2 months, and then I get a gig and be like out, and then.
Yeah, and you were gone.
That's.
I don't want to know these people.
That's the best. Yeah.
It left me ill prepared for the evil of teenagers.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh God, yeah. Nightmare.
Yeah,
I wore a back brace, which you finally saw.
Yeah, that she wore a back
really?
Brace for a long time. Yeah, just because she thought it looked cool.
Yeah, 3 years, 22 hours a day.
How did that not catch on? That's the trend that should have caught on.
Back braces.
I know,
you could stuff an umbrella in it and just have it hold it for you.
You could get like one of those fancy like umbrellas from Blade Runner. It could have been great.
Mm. See. I wish I would have been friends with you.
Yeah.
You would have made life
always,
easier.
I'm like, how did that not?
Yeah, Taliesin makes everything better.
It's all right now.
Make up for lost time.
Yeah. Yeah, Taliesin. Make up for lost time with an answer to this question from Teal Time. In this episode, we saw Molly leave a silver in the tree struck by lightning. Mm-hmm. Is this part of his moral code, part of his belief in the Moonweaver, or something else entirely?
That's Moonweaver. Moonweaver, I haven't really defined it with Matt particularly well, how I want to play with that, but I like the idea that his whole notion for leaving that there was that someone is going to investigate and he wanted them to be rewarded.
Mm.
And it was just the notion of like, I want someone to come look in this tree and find something that shouldn't be there. That's really exciting to me.
Yeah.
I used to really love leaving loose change behind couches. I would drop coins in couches and like malls and stuff all the time. I'm like, kids are going to play around there. They're going to find a quarter. They're going to be so happy.
Yeah.
It's great. And like, so I like the idea that it's just like the notion of the Moonweaver is kind of this notion that oftentimes the truth is sad, disappointing, and designed to point out how unfair life is. And so let's just do everything we can to like gloss over that.
Yeah.
Because life is short.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was very much just, it's definitely in the build of the Moonweaver that I've been trying to like square with whatever Matt has planned, whatever that may be.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, I was
who knows, yeah.
Interesting.
He likes to spend money.
Moonweaver.
I do too, and like it's an interesting like choice for as gods go.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious how it's going to play out because everyone else has had the god talk now. We'll see.
The god talk. Yeah.
God talk.
I don't know
Matt
much
Mercer.
About Moonweaver. Moonweaver comes.
The Moonweaver believes that they will get you through the night. But
it's my favorite Mariah Carey song. Ashley, save us from that reference with an answer to this question from Lady Soria 28. What was the inspiration for Yasha's flower collection? Did you have the idea before Not gave Yasha flowers?
Yes. So I have a book that was given to me by Molly Mock. And it's a, was a book on etiquette and manners. And it was actually something that, when I was putting the character together, that was actually something that I rolled for, because sometimes you can, in your stuff, you can sort of roll that. And so Matt and I had talked about it, and he's like, you know, let's just say you got that from Molly Mock, because I don't really have manners and etiquette.
Yeah.
And a four-leaf clover was in there that he gave me. Uh-huh. But I also, the collection of flowers has meaning. It's not just a random thing. And I've been, that book is filled with a lot of flowers from her travels after leaving Xhorhas.
You are the second character in these games to collect flowers, by the way, to press flowers in a book, by the way.
Really?
Keyleth collected flowers as well.
Oh, that's right.
I forgot about that.
I knew you had too. I was like, oh, I was like, this is like a great, wonderful little bridge.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Keyleth started doing it in our game later on, but yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
What a full circle.
You should make sure you keep track of what you're collecting and what it looks like, because that's interesting.
Mm. Oh, Danny's crying now. Danny's crying. She's crying into her herbal tea. Taliesin.
Yes.
Little Gay Menace wants to know.
That's the best name ever.
I hope your real name is Dennis, because that's amazing.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Little Gay.
Yeah,
Little Gay Menace.
Does Molly Mock regret not staying with what remained of the circus?
No. I don't think... I will say I don't think Molly... Well, I know for a fact. Molly does not believe that there's anything left, that whatever was left there was not going to function without Gustav. There wasn't an adult left. Mm. Everybody else was too deep into their own shit to actually maintain anything. It was like, this is going to explode. I don't want to be around this. But I've also literally never lived alone or in my life. Have I ever been consciously away from a group of people who I was kind of functioning with? So I'm just going to migrate over to this thing, which at least I don't know how it's going to explode yet, whereas I know exactly how this is going to turn into a cluster. So yeah, it was. I think it's very much like when an old roommate in a house moves out and a new roommate moves in, and you're like, I got to get out of here in the next month.
Yeah.
Everyone was fine until this new person showed up, and now one person leaves, you're like, oh no.
Yeah.
This was the person who was doing all the dishes. We're going to destroy each other.
Yeah.
Like, getting my stuff, getting out.
Yep.
But yeah, he's never been alone, and I don't think he's ready to, even if he disagrees with things that go on in the group, I think he'd be terrified to be on his own at this point.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. The devil you know, right?
Mm-hmm. And you're there, so that's cool.
Yeah. Familiarity.
Yeah, a little bit.
I think we're clinging on to each other in a weird way. I mean, not like from afar.
I know what you mean.
But just like still, I think we're both staying for each other.
Yeah. And Makes sense.
At least Yasha is, I think.
No, he definitely, he's very sentimental in a weird way, in the weirdest way.
Yeah, you could tell by leaving the silver in the tree.
He often like, and it'll show up once my money comes, like he overpays for things all the time. And he's just throws money at things.
You can't take it with you, right?
No, and it's just like, what is the point of this other than to make other people happy? So I'm just like, please get this, you know?
Yeah, that's cool.
And
that's
cool. I expect to be paid for what I do. I expect to pay other people for what they do.
Yeah, yeah. So. Yeah, I heard that about you.
God, you're weird, man.
Sorry, it's my job. Ashley, Weekend Cheese wants to know, how long has Yasha been collecting bits of nature? Is she drawn to specific things like flowers? Does she collect things that are connected to certain experiences or things that evoke certain feelings, perhaps?
Rocks, twigs.
Yeah, I think she's definitely collecting things that sort of can go in the book, but... collecting a piece of the bark from the tree.
So that's something that would be collected from a certain experience.
Yeah, I think they're more so collected from places that she's been. So, you know, leaving Xhorhas and, you know, having a flower and been like, oh, this is from, you know, when I was out with Molly Mock, and we were in, you know, whatever town. And, you know, so I think each place that she goes and the further she gets, she wants like a little piece of nature, and she's collecting it for something.
Yeah.
But,
an art exhibit.
Yes. Of dead flowers.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's cool. Taliesin Kesray wants to know, Molly was pretty keen to get out of town when news of the war broke out. Now they're on the road again. Is it a case of out of the frying pan and into the fire? Is he worried about more of his past catching up to him?
He's decided not to worry about his past catching up with him, because what are the odds of that happening again?
Yeah, sure.
That's what he thinks, I know. But he was like, and no, the road is always safer. For in times like this, it's just the minute that you start, you can't gain a reputation on a road.
Yeah,
and we were definitely starting to gain a reputation, and like cities are where bad things happen to travelers. So like it's definitely, see, like it's great that they like us now. Let's get out of here before they decide we're either dangerous or useful.
Yeah,
because those are the two worst things to be.
Yeah.
So let's
in a city. Yeah,
there's a lot of places we can go. We don't have to stay here. And like, is anyone really interested in becoming well known as somebody who should be fighting a war? Yeah. No, out. Not our problem.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It was definitely my vibe. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense. Well, let's give away some more free shit real fast before we dive deeper. Our next giveaway is for you fans that create and send in incredible art from moments during Critical Role. It's time for Fan Art of the Week. What? This week's fan art winner was sent in by Rhea Gallagher, aka at cyanide_lemons. Let's take a look.
Yep.
Whoa, I didn't see that.
I was just looking at that today.
That Whoa. Is so cool.
Yeah.
This is getting harder and harder every week, guys, because the art that is coming in is insane. I'm so glad we have our sizzle reel to show it off, because it's getting so hard to pick a winner. Usually we print all of them out on a giant canvas, and they blindfold me and spin me around in a circle, and then I throw a dart. That's how we've been picking the, that's not true.
It's like, we don't have a blindfold.
We don't have a blindfold here. We can't afford one on this alpha money.
That's really cool.
Thank you to everyone who submitted. Congrats to you, Rhea or Rhea. I don't know. You have won this. I can't say it. Calamantan? Okay. Max made a joke earlier about it's K-A-L-I-M-A-N-T-A-N. Calamantan?
Calamantan?
And Max was like, gotta have that Cali man tan.
Cali man tan.
Like, look at my Cali man tan.
Isn't that just the left arm really, really tight? Because you're just
window.
In the char. You're just the car. It's the Cali man tan.
Spending my life on a 405. this is a tabletop dice tray.
Is that leather? What's on the inside?
Sure is, that's yeah. Leather. It's Cali so man tan.
Cool. I love that.
This is from our friends leather. At Wormwood Gaming. Make sure to check them out on Twitter, at Wormwood Gaming, and their website, wormwoodgaming.com. A reminder for those submitting, please include how you'd like to be credited if you win. And just a reminder, giveaways are currently only available to people in the US and Canada, excluding Quebec. Also, we will post the fan art winner on our Instagram, so if you want a closer look at it, go to @ToxMachina. Up next, a question for both of you from Connor Dedek. How crazy is Matt for including an NPC that requires him to mimic all your voices?
Oh, he's God. Just showing off. He's now just being a dick. Now this was Matt trolling us.
Yep.
That's all this is.
Totally. But I mean, give me a break with that little bird.
I know.
We're all obsessed with that bird.
I know.
I will protect her with my life.
Yeah.
I want to get that bird drunk.
There was some great fan art of her this week too.
She's so
surfing
cute.
Bird.
Yeah.
Of course, Matt can play the cutest little thing and just, but also, God, that character.
Yeah, no, it's adorable.
Is the best.
Yeah,
fan art's been amazing.
Hope it stays around for a long time.
Yeah,
it's gonna be dead by next week. We all know that.
Kiri is.
Yeah, that guy. That was exactly the look I was hoping for.
That was the reaction that you're gonna get for that.
That was what I was hoping for.
It's Kiri. Am I saying that right?
Kiri.
Kiri.
Kiri. She's a Kenku.
Kenku.
Kenku. Kinkook chicken. Ashley. Sorry, guys.
Monster.
Useless Hooligan wants to know, why did Yasha feel the need to insight check that poor bird child?
I just thought that would be funny because that little bird is just so innocent.
Yeah.
And I just think it's funny that Yasha just is like,
there's gotta be a dark past.
I don't trust this thing.
It wouldn't be the first time Matt like turned heel on us that hard though. He's done that to, in other games I played with him like before CR, I've definitely seen him like take something sweet and adorable and turn it on us really hard.
Yeah.
So.
I wouldn't be surprised with Matt.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw that at the end of the last campaign where like all of us around every corner were like, just not trusting that there's not some story behind it.
He's like, I will say for me, like years of watching him DM, he has perfected the art of like figuring out exactly what character to make you not insight check them 9 times.
Yeah.
And that be the one that turns on you. So
yeah.
I'm always like, and like the ones that you insight check and insight do is just a tiny bit sinister. And he's like, no, they're totally on the up and up.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I knew it.
I still don't trust that bird. I think she's adorable and she's little, so I want to protect her, but I'm also trying to figure out what's going on.
I'm with you on that. I don't entirely trust the bird either.
No, we'll see. Yeah. And maybe it's just I don't trust Matt.
I know, it's hard to tell though these
gonna
days.
He's going to make me love something and then he's going to shatter our hearts.
Just destroy it.
Yeah.
Just destroy it.
Yeah.
That's what we both love and hate about him.
Yeah.
Taliesin Cardamonala says, you seem to play Molly as leaning on his charms and charisma-based abilities rather frequently, despite having assigned him a lackluster associated attribute.
Have you ever met a carny?
Right?
I know.
Did you intend this for Molly, sort of like playing a game on hardcore mode, just to make things more challenging?
I'm not kidding. Have you ever met a carny?
Yeah.
Just deeply uncharming people trying really hard to lean on charm is kind of the go-to. but also knowing that because of what he looks like, there's kind of nothing he can do about it, just makes him lean into it a little harder of just, I'm just going to do this and I know it's never going to, I'm going to be pleasantly surprised on the off chance it works.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's more of an attitude towards life rather than an attempt to like charm anybody.
Yeah.
It's just maybe people will act like this back, but usually no.
Yeah.
But that's fine. Wasn't expecting it.
Yeah.
It's definitely a Priscilla Queen of the Desert vibe. I'm well aware of the
Priscilla Queen of the Desert.
That is some deep cut Molly Mock, by the way, is Priscilla Queen of the Desert.
I'm watching that again.
It's so good.
Immediately, it's so good.
It's so good.
Oh,
it's like fundamental to our youth.
It is.
Do you want to build a carny?
Carnies are great.
We're getting sued because I did that melody. Ashley, Gabby Rose 133 has a question for you, and it starts like this. What does Yasha make of Trent Ikathon and his offer to speak to her again?
Trent.
Trent sounds like a Bachelor contestant.
Why am I blanking?
Name.
He was the one that we met at when we did the fight after.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's a bit of a throwback.
I don't know. I think she's weary of everybody, of course. But, you know, he seemed to be... I think if we ever get to... Because he's in Rexentrum? What's it called?
I'd have to check the map, and that's walking to an entirely different set.
I think he said if you guys get there, you come talk to me. I hope I'm getting this correct.
I think you're on.
Danny hasn't yelled at you yet, so I feel like we're on the right track.
Every single word that gets uttered.
Don't you, though?
I love that we have you here now just for reference because we're always like, wait, is this correct?
Wait, Trent was the guy that Caleb knows, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Trent's the guy that Caleb knows, but none of us know that. Yeah,
right, well, you watched it.
Yeah.
According to the wiki, Trent Ikathon is the Archmage of Civil Influence for the Cerberus Assembly.
He's the Archmage of Symbol Residuals at the International House of Terror Pancakes.
Are we into this guy?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think...
Was he unnerving, or was she just like, I don't give a shit?
Yeah,
I don't think she really gives a shit. I mean, someone who sort of, you know, the attention that she was getting from people leading up to that fight of saying, hey, you know, come fight for us, or things like that. I don't think she's not comfortable with that attention, And I think, you know, it's if someone's, you know, like how Trent was kind of like, oh, come, you know, see us and meet up with me and talk with me. I'm vaguely remembering some of this, so everyone's probably like, what is she talking about?
No, but, you're not.
but I think, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if we ever get to that town and if she goes to see him. But I don't think that's on the top of her priority list by any means.
I want to hit every city on that map. I want to hit them all.
Me too.
I want to hit them all.
I want to go all of them.
Yeah. How high on her priority list is getting a funnel cake?
That's probably number one.
Yeah, I want one right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave.
Funnel cake.
Here's a question for, would you feel like you had enough time to answer that?
Yeah, I'll be thinking about Trent and be like,
wait, why are you going to be thinking about Trent later?
Just because
we all?
Don't be thinking about Trent later.
No, because I'll remember
be
the conversation. Be
watching
like,
a movie with you, eating my Arby's, knowing that you're thinking about Trent.
Well, you know what?
Well, I don't even know what this guy looks like.
Where
Chris,
he
pull
is,
up a picture
who he's
of Trent.
With, what he's doing, what he's thinking about.
He's all jaundiced.
Thinking about you, if he'll ever return.
Well, then he'll
it's
definitely
fine.
Win you out. Wait.
Whoever wrote the wiki really dwelled on the skin color.
Wait.
Way to call me out, dude.
Ash.
What is this?
It's just us reconnecting after you were thinking about Trent all night.
Well, what
Where
can
he
I
is,
say?
What he's doing, who he's with.
Fast. Here's a question.
I'm so curious about him.
That's fine. Fuck you, Trent. If you're out there watching, if you're over in Rivendell or wherever the fuck you are.
He's probably in Rivendell, in which case I definitely will go there.
No!
Is Rivendell, is that where like Lord Archie and Lady Betty come from?
Isn't that
no
where,
shit.
Rivendell is where Aragorn's from.
Okay, that just sounds like Middle Earth version
Riverdale
of Archie.
Riverdale is a television program on True TV, I think.
I was just suddenly thinking of D&D Archie, and Story I think that's genius.
Archie
I'm
Bunker.
That.
My, we've taken a turn.
This question is for both of you from Spenshi.
Sorry.
How do you guys Spenshi. Think Molly and Yasha became friends? Did they kind of gravitate towards each other naturally while in the circus, or were there certain things that brought them closer?
I mean, like, it happened on paper, but like, and I know how it's written, and we haven't really delved into more detail than what's on paper right now.
Yeah, I mean.
So you guys don't really have that figured out yet, for sure.
Well, it got written.
We do, too. Yeah, it got written. We've just never sort of explored it more. Because, you know, I didn't get, because I was in New York finishing up the last season of the show, I wasn't able to do sort of the pre-game where we were figuring out our characters and probably figuring more of that stuff out. Mm. So we just kind of have
like,
written stuff to
yeah.
each other. This works. But, I mean, I think that Traveling Circus was a fairly small group, at least the cast of characters that we met.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think Molly is a very charismatic guy, so it's...
And you came in, and you kind of, not to give anything away, but like your introduction to the circus definitely like triggered some stuff in his head of like, okay, I think I know what to, yeah, it was very much the...
I know what to do with this person.
This makes sense to me, I can handle this.
I feel like if of anybody, Yasha feels safe with him.
Yeah.
Because he's one of those people that he is very charismatic, but I think he's sort of, he doesn't judge her or pass any judgments on her. He's sort of accepted her for who she is, and he's like, I don't really need to know everything, but I accept you kind of as you are, and she does the same with him, and that's sort of their special bond of like, I got your back.
Yeah.
I don't care what you did. I don't care what you're gonna do. I just like you as a person,
we're right
and I'm here,
here
for you.
We're right now. Mm. Everything else doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's a cool friendship.
Yeah, it is.
That's a cool foundation for one. The more you know. Taliesin Zundox wants to know, Molly seemed a bit surly and standoffish since the war began.
I was having a rough time, all right. No, okay, yeah, all right, carry on.
Is it just the threat of conscription, or is something else going on with him?
He was also, he's used to moving, and one of the things that the circus made abundantly clear is the longer you stay somewhere, the more likely it is that they're going to decide that they're having a problem, and that problem is you.
Oh, wow.
And just looking the way we do and acting the way we do, it's, and especially once the war kicked in, it's like, okay, No one wants zany, kooky friends in their city during it. This is when they start rounding us up and figuring out what the fuck to do with us. Let's, yeah. They're like, we're
sell you for cannonballs.
They're going to start looking for spies. We're new in town. They're going to start looking for conscription. We're obviously powerful. Our cute ability to fly under the radar is over.
Yeah.
Let's just not be here. Yeah. This is not our problem.
Yeah, otherwise, you're walking around with a bullseye.
Yeah, I mean, and especially we're loud-looking people, as Molly is, but like it's. Matt really kind of stressed when we were going into this game is that this is not a nice place. This is not a place where niceness is rewarded. Mm. These cities are not instantly friendly, and it's definitely a place that is very cold and can be very harsh. And so it's just, yeah, not tempting fate in that direction. That's just it's already been his experience to just move.
Interesting. He wears out his welcome fast. No, I'm kidding.
Oh no, it's very well aware. Yeah. Like, you know, it's very much these. The circus freaks are great for about 3 weeks, and then you're like, when are they leaving?
Yeah, exactly. So. That's how my in-laws feel whenever I stay at their house.
I've read the Facebook post.
Yeah, they blocked me. Not my in-laws' Facebook. They blocked me. Ashley Venla Flaxine wants to know. Ask your doctor before using venlafaxine. Liam has said that Caleb feels a bit of kinship to Yasha. What does Yasha think about Caleb? And how did she feel about suddenly having someone speak Celestial to her? We asked Liam about this when he was on the show last.
Oh, you
last.
Did? Yeah. I think, I didn't know Liam. I forgot that he said that. I do watch Talks. As I've told you, I think
don't.
No, listen. As I've told you, I think I've only missed two episodes.
Yeah,
maybe
sure.
Three.
Sure,
anyway.
You're the viewer. All right.
I'm the viewer.
She's the person watching. Yeah. Are you our squeef?
I wish.
I knew I was in love with you for a reason. You're my beloved our squeef.
It's me. Cat's out of the bag.
Yes. Yeah.
The queef is out of the arse.
Yes.
So
Yasha and Caleb.
Oh yeah. I was definitely. I think Yasha was curious about Caleb because you know it's still waters run deep with him. I mean, you can tell that there's a lot going on, and I think she can pick up on. Again, without giving anything away, I think it's. They both can sort of, at least before knowing his backstory, I know this, obviously me as a player could pick up on this, which it's hard to not be, you know, put that into the character that you're playing.
Yeah.
Could pick up on sort of the sadness and that there was something deep and heavy in his past, and Yasha can definitely relate. And I think there was this sort of unspoken little thing that was going on of a recognition of that. Mm. And I didn't know that Caleb could speak Celestial.
Interesting.
So that was a fun little thing that popped up in the game where I was like, oh we can talk about this. And
yeah,
that was cool. I'm excited to see if that, maybe if that pops up again or, but I think Yasha feels a little bit closer to him now than she did, where it's, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Just be careful about lighting fires around him.
Yes.
It's a little sensitive.
Yes.
Trent's going to be so disappointed.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Trent's going to have you sleeping on the couch tonight.
That's all right.
For both of you, from Mr. Crap. How come neither Molly nor Yasha told Ford about the old orc in the cabin?
Didn't seem pertinent.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be prudent.
I still wish we would have explored that cabin a little more.
Yeah, I don't know why we didn't.
I don't know why we didn't either, because we walked away and I was like, wait, why didn't we?
Why didn't we just do something about
that. Why don't we do something about it?
Yeah, I did wonder if that was going to be one of those things we talked about last week on the show where Mac just threw away a pile of notes.
I got distracted by a shiny object when I was like, oh, this armor's interesting. I'm like, okay, I feel like I've gained something from this transaction. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I
was like, why was it? But, and like, I think I rolled like a really low perception for him being shifty. So it was just like,
I think you did.
Well, that's fine.
So we're like, well, let's just go.
Yeah.
It's just a weird orc in the forest selling armor.
Yeah. Yeah, it was cool, though.
I don't know why we didn't. It just wasn't important.
Eating people or something?
Probably.
Yeah.
There's probably a lot of other shit.
There was probably somebody like tied up in the corner that
Matt
I just didn't notice.
Matt talked about it last week, but I can't remember. Didn't he say there was other shit in there?
Yes, but he wouldn't reveal what it was.
He wouldn't reveal what it was.
If we go back.
Oh,
we
might go back. In case you guys go back.
If we go back down the road, it's possible.
Well, we're actually going to have to go back down the road anyway.
8 billion gold is in there. So. You guys should go back this week.
I bet you somebody's in there that he has his... being held captive or something.
He's got a gimp, his own gimp. He's got a gimp.
Yeah, they're probably dead now.
Dead now.
Too late.
Just salted and pickled now.
Yeah, just like me.
It's the jerky we bought. I was hoping it was like some weird jerky as opposed to just standard jerky. Because yeah, we bought the jerky from him. Like it, yeah, we identified the animal it was from, which was really disappointing to me.
Story about some weird jerky on After Dark last week. Oh, yeah. Let's revisit that, crew. Taliesin, PGT860 wants to know, of all the roommates, Ford and Molly have had the least in-room interactions. What do you imagine they talk about?
I don't think... I'm of the opinion that they don't talk.
They just bone.
Just... straight up. No, I think maybe they talk a little bit about how... idiotic the rest of the group is, and wow, that really broke Danny. That's great.
That's all the shit she looks up on Tumblr. Danny lives on the dirty Tumblr.
Which I'm new to that.
Are you new to Tumblr?
The dirty Tumblr.
Dirty Tumblr.
I mean, I'm not new to dirty Tumblr. I'm new to Critical Role.
Dirty Tumblr.
Dirty Tumblr.
It is a thing. It's definitely a thing.
Hold me closer, dirty Tumblr.
Yeah, I think he appreciates that Ford knows how to share space. Everybody else is like issues. He's very chill and yeah. If it weren't him, it'd be like bunking in your room. So because you're also quiet. So
yeah.
He likes him quiet.
Yeah.
Ashley Hadley DeForty wants to know, how does it feel to always have a character who is the center of a person's affections?
I mean, I don't think that certainly was not the plan. And also, you know, I think that's not all true. Everybody's sort of someone's center of affection in the show. You know, Keyleth and Vax and Percy and Vex and Pike and Scanlan. I don't know. It's definitely not planned, but it's funny that, you know, that pops up.
You make crushable characters, apparently. That is definitely. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's so nice.
Yeah.
It's because you're a crushable ass broad.
Well, you know.
You crush.
Crushing.
Just kidding. Just
crushing hearts and crushing, you know.
Farts.
Way to ruin it.
Yeah. Sorry. That's what I do.
I'm workshopping it. Crushing, you know.
Yeah.
Monsters.
Monsters.
Farts was better.
We got time for a couple more here. Taliesin, words that rhyme with orang, wants to know, do you see Molly's devil's tongue as his own, or is it something that also came from Lucien?
Oh, it's his own. I mean, like, it's actually, I mean, it's D&D. It comes from, it's not part of the weird. It's just something that I think it's something that he could already do. And he has a base knowledge of the world. It's not, he doesn't know a lot, but he definitely figured out that he can speak Infernal, and that if he like concentrates while speaking Infernal, it like genuinely irritates people to the point they start bleeding.
Yeah, the voice is so terrifying.
I love doing that voice.
I start
it's
bleeding at home when you start doing it.
I learned how to do that as a teenager watching the Excalibur movie. So I was trying to figure out how to say the Charm of Making.
Oh.
The fuck, fuck you, the best. Yeah, so it was just.
Whoa.
So yeah.
Whoa, that's cool.
I'm trying to remember the whole Charm of Making. It's a good movie.
It's a parcel.
Another good movie.
Parcel Tongue.
Yeah. It's all the top of the tongue against the throat. It's fun.
That's great.
Yeah. The tongue, the dick, and the lips.
We've just all been cursed by a lord of the underworld in Parseltongue.
I think I said who ate all the crackling oat bran in one of the episodes with that voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I say weird shit. I don't know.
That's
you do.
Amazing.
Every once in a while, I'll catch what you said. I'm like,
are there any Cheetos?
It's also my shitty way of getting around, like having to be Sam and come up with funny things to say to like try and diss people just because I'm bad at it.
Yeah.
And there's more than one way to use to mock people in this game, and you can
vicious mockery
can take a lot of forms.
All right, well, we have time for, let's see, two more. This one's for Ashley from Big Sexy Alpha Male.
Oh, my.
He's actually a guy who has an alpha subscription.
Yeah, that's what it means. Yeah.
Big fan of alpha.
Yeah.
Where are you getting the inspiration for these gory, how do you want to do these, how do you want to do this finishes?
How do you want to do these?
that would be a great hoodie too. How do you want to do this finishes? Do you enjoy getting to take the wheel of such cinematic kills after last campaign?
It's so fun.
So metal.
I think Pike had, I don't know, maybe a handful of how do you want to do this?
Yeah.
How do you want to do these?
How do you want to do these?
In the whole entire campaign. Because, you know, it was a cleric, and also, you know, she was a tank, but not necessarily, I don't know. It's just so fun to be able to play the beast mode.
Yeah.
You know, just running, popping in and just running in with abandon. But I don't know, the gory stuff, that is the fun part of the game to me. I think I've always just sat on, like, every time someone would go to kill someone, of course, we probably all think of ways of how we would kill them.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't. Maybe I just do.
No, I do.
I'm definitely saying
like,
yes now. I'm definitely saying yes. I can relate to that.
Yeah. So I think it's just really fun to think of, you know, brutal ways to do it. And I also think that sort of gives you a little glimpse into
who she is.
I think because Yasha's kind of quiet, but you see these moments of just quick violence.
Yeah.
Where you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
That's not so great.
I think of that Sanrio character every time you do that. The panda, the new one where they made the new animated series about where she's an office worker and then at night she goes and does like metal karaoke.
What?
Really?
I don't know what this is, and it sounds great.
It's amazing. I'm trying to remember the name. It'll come to me. It says she's a red panda.
Chad will find it for us.
I'll find it.
It
won't be a problem.
That sounds great.
I'll pull it up on YouTube.
Well, we're out of time, so we're going to end on this question from Boffle Slop. within hours of meeting Kiri, the Mighty Nine gave her a knife, introduced her to alcohol and porn, and took her to a seedy motel flooded with stagnant swamp water. Do you have any advice for them on how to better foster a chick? My answer is no, I do not.
My parents did fine. That sounds about right.
Yeah. Right?
Dang.
That's how it went the night Ashley and I met.
When you break it down like that, that is what we did.
Yeah, you guys are just the worst.
Gotta learn it somewhere.
Yeah.
That's true. She's now an orphan, so she's got to grow up fast.
Literally, her life has improved tenfold since meeting us.
For sure.
She was stuck in a swamp, about to be eaten.
Yes. And
now
can
not.
We just take a moment for the awesome bar in Barrel Bend that we are now?
There.
I want to go to there.
I imagine
Treehouse Bar.
It makes
basically.
Me think of like the Popeye movie. Like it's a bar in like the Popeye
Robin Williams
movie.
One. Yeah.
Is there any other?
Yeah, maybe, yeah, that's true.
That's just the best
Treehouse Bar.
Yeah.
Made of rotting things.
Yeah.
Yep. Treehouse Bar made of rotting things.
Basement hotel.
Yeah. Well.
Flooded basement hotel.
Flooded basement hotel?
Oh, yeah. This is an inch of water in every room, in half the rooms. It's great.
Your flooded basement hotel or mine? Well, that's all the time we have for tonight, folks. Stick around for beef jerky after dark. I would like to hashtag thank my guests, ooh, courtesy this week of @Kilroy1059.
Bring it.
Tapestries Chafing.
Nice.
Oh my God.
Very nice.
That's good.
That's so good.
Naturally Blocks Sun.
Oh.
Because she's big, you know. And I'm your host, Liken My Posture.
Yes. You didn't get a heart.
I will at the end of the show. Critical Role Campaign 2, Episode 21 airs this week. It's 21 Jump Street. Until then, don't forget to love each other, and don't worry, it's almost Thursday. Take me out on the hearts, Chief. Stay Trent, my friends.
He's not going to do it.
Stay Trent. Stay Trent, my friends.
Stay Trent. There we go. Yeah! They love me and ale. They love me and ale, and I love ale.
Keep moving it.
I love you. I love you.
Oh, hello there. Welcome.
Did you have a nice nap?
I did. Oh,
they powered
glorious.
Him down
little
between a
yeah. small wonder.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, small wonder.
Put him in a closet.
What are you trying to say? Like Westworld something. I don't know. Welcome to After Dark, where we do the same thing we just did, except for a little bit longer.
More so.
Yeah.
We have questions curated by Miss Danny Carr from the Alpha Chat. Courtney, sadly, is in the Bahamas right now.
Is that
surfing.
True?
Surfing.
Just got back from vacation.
She's surfing in the Bahamas right now and working on her tan. As you know, she's very tan. It's not true. She doesn't go outside ever.
I was like,
yeah. She's very pale.
She's very pale.
Yeah. In the best way, though.
Yeah, no.
We're all pale.
Executive
here.
Pale. That's what
exactly.
they call
no,
her.
No, I mean, like, yeah, we used to club, man, back in the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, she's a goth kid.
Yeah.
We knew each other for years before any of this stuff. It's true.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No,
oh,
no,
that's
no, for
cool.
ages.
That's cool.
Yeah.
She still likes you. There's hope.
Somehow. Well, that costs a lot of money a month to keep that
yeah,
under wraps.
Friend support.
Yeah.
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 Well, our first question comes from Circuitous Angents.
Got it.
Did I get it?
Sure.
Circuitous Tangents.
Circuitous Tangents.
Thank you, Danny.
Circuitous Tangents. That's
still
good.
Didn't get it.
This question is for both of you motherfuckers. What candy in Willy Wonka's factory would Yasha or Molly want to try most?
Oh, that's such a good question.
Oh
nag.
My god. Oh my god.
Help!
Here, look forward, Ash. Look forward. Stop looking at the. There you go. Oh my god. Oh my god. That's why people pay money.
Wow.
For this.
That's
Hi.
Amazing. Wait, hold on.
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. Diddly diddly.
Wow. That was, God, sorry.
As that is so cool.
That's really clean
Man,
stuff. I can't
how
look.
How did we get money for these graphics? What
okay.
type of candy in Willy Wonka's factory would they want the most?
I think that they would want, this is so funny.
Just don't look at
the
it.
The hands.
High five. High five each other.
I think Yasha would like, I'm trying to think of everything. You know what I think she would really like?
What?
Is the flowers that were teacups.
Oh yeah, that you
could drink
the
out of
teacup afterwards? Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, I think she'd be into that.
Yeah, I always wonder if they were eating plastic or something when I saw that movie.
Yeah.
They cover it in the, I don't remember, they do say it in the, oh, thank God. Thank you. God, that was a lot.
What would your candy be?
What would your candy be?
I think the golden egg, man. I think Molly would go for the golden,
I
the golden
Molly
egg.
Molly would definitely go for the golden
egg. Or the fizzy lifting drink, because fizzy lifting.
You stole fizzy lifting drinks.
I want to fly and never come down.
Yeah.
Flying, I'm never coming down.
Yep. Taliesin Beneath the Hat wants to know, you rolled up a Blood Hunter because you'd never played it before, but if you could, what's a class you'd like to revisit?
This Sunday, I'm going to be playing something that
Stream of Many Eyes.
Sounds Stream of Many Eyes. I kind of took one of my, like an idea for a character that's just on a certain level too silly to survive in a real game.
Yeah,
and it's a high concept character that I could probably there's a game where this character could actually exist, but I was like, I'm just gonna
just
this is something that I've always kind of wanted to do, and I think if I ever were gonna do it for another Critical Role thing, it would be like, Matt, can you make this even more destructive to my sanity? Because, but like, yeah, I've got a thing this Sunday that I'm very excited about.
We'll Man, see. I can't
I'm
wait.
I'm excited about it. I'm excited that we get to play together in the game.
I know.
It's gonna be fun.
Have you ever played with Lillard, by the way, or?
No.
He's fun.
So. But I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who else is playing? You two, Matthew Lillard.
And Sam.
Sam Riegel?
Yeah. TV Sam, Emmy Award winning Sam Riegel.
Emmy Award winning Sam Riegel.
Riegel.
Speaking of Sam Riegel, actually, there was a question here.
I'll happily answer a question.
Diaz T. Bra wants to know, how do you feel about the Side by Samuel account? We were just talking earlier about the, what?
Is this something Side by Samuel?
The Twitter account that has the pictures, the Side by Samuel. Oh, you haven't seen it?
I was still trying to figure out who was running that account. I don't know where this
account
is coming from.
It's becoming like Agent Smith in The Matrix. It's taking over all of us.
Is this a thing? Is this like some meme that
I've... I guess it's like a thing now.
It's a Twitter account that tweets pictures of Sam's everyday journey.
It's like a Tumblr? It's just like collections of pictures of Sam that are just...
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
It's like a Tumblr except worse.
Except for Twitter.
Because it's got just
That's even worse. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, Side by Samuel. Side by Sam's... Sam's Riegel.
Sam's Riegel, yep.
3 feet to the left of Sam.
3 feet to the left of Sam. Yeah, too many characters for this green name. Ashley, Greenhat85 wants to know, are you more skeptical of Kiri or that box of ashes?
The box of ashes, still.
Yeah.
I still do not believe that that was just ashes.
Yeah,
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
I want to go back.
It was too suspicious not to be just a box of ashes.
There was a little bit of that, wasn't there?
Yeah, it's just like, this is like too much, it's not drugs.
Yeah, like, exactly.
It's not.
Sheerwood Knight wants to know, for both of you, do Molly or Yasha have any irrational fears, like heights, snakes, or Brian?
There's no such thing as an irrational fear. No.
I don't think it's a fear, but I think, as it popped up in the last game, I think Yasha doesn't like people around her throwing up.
Yeah, oh mm-hmm. yeah.
It gets a trigger.
Yeah.
That makes her start dry heave.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing I would consider irrational.
Snakes is not irrational.
Yeah, no, like, I think of a lot of rational fears.
Makes sense, you know?
People are scary because people suck, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing that's popped that I can think of.
Nothing that's happened yet. I have no good answer for that yet. It may change.
Me
either. Yeah. Let's see.
I don't think Yasha's afraid of a lot.
No, okay. Neither, yeah.
This is an interesting question, actually, from Zico for both of you. You mentioned home game whispers. Do you remember anything meaningful from the home game that started as a Matt whisper?
I mean, I had a whole game before you guys, even, where he would pull shit like that.
So really?
Like, oh, yeah, there was a whole game where me and another character got pulled into a hell dimension by ourselves, like fighting off demons, running towards a portal to get out. And like there was a whole nother game happening in the other room while we were stuck in the other room, going like, oh, no.
Whoa.
That was like 2 years before our game, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's all sorts of... Whispers always turn into something.
I know, I can't think of anything right now from the home games that was kind of a thing later.
Did he ever?
I'm sure there was.
There was, yeah.
Did you guys ever get in the kitchen with him if he's like, Ashley, I need you to come to the kitchen? Then when you got in there, he was like, I just wanted a brownie. Didn't really have anything
Never.
To say to
Never.
You. I just wanted a brownie.
They were experimenting with texting things to people. Like, for a brief moment, there was the idea of like texting people information in the game that only they would, like, their perception was high enough like you, but like no one was checking their phones.
Yeah.
So it was like, it was kind of useless.
Yeah.
It was always just so special though to be pulled aside because you were like,
go into the room. Ooh. Everyone else gets to have Bree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brie. Yeah. Like, what's going on? Yeah.
Did you guys, what'd you say?
Bree and honey time.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Travis going to get it on so we get to have Bree and honey.
Yep.
Yeah, every time Travis would go into a brothel.
Go into the other room with a nymph.
Yeah.
That happened.
McKeefus wants to know, did you catch Marisha calling Molly Percy, or did it fly over your head until she mentioned it?
No, I think I gave her a look immediately.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you did it.
Yeah.
Oh.
She was pretty much the first, right?
Yeah, I think I've done it to somebody else, but
I've gotten a gruh out.
Gryffindor.
I think I've even called Liam Vex once, which is even like a double whammy. I don't know if anyone caught that, though.
um, A lone wolf, Ashley, do you have any plans to sit behind the screen and run your own game or one shot?
Nope.
Okay. Awesome.
Would you?
I would, maybe, but that absolutely terrifies me, which is a reason I would do it.
It's a lot.
But I also just, I would have to think so long just to really put something together, and it would probably end up.
I think you'd be good at it.
I could figure something out, but that's not something that I'm dying to do anytime soon.
Like a old school cyberpunk game or something.
Oh, like, my God. Like weird, if it was a cyberpunk thing, that would probably be set in that, since that's my favorite.
Brazil role-playing game. It could be, like, awful. And
oh, my God.
And no, you would be so good at it.
maybe in the, you know, we'll see what happens in a couple years.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I'd want to be home for a while and really think about it. And But it'd be fun. Yeah. I'd want to do it because it seems scary.
I think you would be great at it.
You gave me a good idea for a one shot today we had a talk about.
Yes, yeah, I think that's going to be a great idea.
I'm going to look into that. Yeah, I'm definitely going to look into running that.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Yes.
Tell me more.
We'll see.
Who do I have to sleep with to get the answer to that one?
Who knows?
You have a long list.
Yeah. I do have a long list. Mindshank2020 asks, which character do you guys expect to be the worst influence on Kiri in the time she spends with the party?
Me. Oh, wait, no, well, yeah.
Molly, Knott.
Knott's the worst because Knott thinks that Knott's giving good advice, but she's on a certain level possibly the worst of us.
Mm. Yeah.
She's like evil Pollyanna. It's just...
Evil Pollyanna.
I have feelings about Knott, yes.
Yeah, evil Pollyanna. Too. Yeah, something's crazy there. I like it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Too.
It's fun to play with.
A flask that never goes dry. We have time for one more. Let's do Draw K. Moore wants to know, with both of you having religious ties, how do your characters feel about Jester's shenanigans?
In what sense?
I think Yasha thinks it's funny.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, the fact that Jester talks about the Traveler so much, I think maybe Yasha thinks, like, well, this can't be totally real.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things of, like, well, if she'll see it, she'll believe it. But, I mean, Jester's just, she's so adorable, so you're just like, this is cute and funny.
Yeah, Molly has no problem buying anybody's bullshit, but he's pretty sure it's bullshit and that there's probably some deep, deep projection and possible denial going on there, but like it doesn't really give a fuck.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't trust any of it, but.
Right. Yeah. I think it's one of those things of like, you know.
Lying about something, but I don't care.
Yeah. Unless we actually saw the Traveler, we'd be like, oh, all right.
Huh.
That's real.
That's a guy.
What do you guys think Sam's been lying about?
Sam's character?
I have my theories.
No, just Sam.
Oh. I don't actually think Sam has children.
I don't think he actually has to wear a tie to work. I think he puts it on in the car on the way here to make it seem like he has an important job.
I've actually seen that little circle under his eye. I've seen it smudge. I've seen him rub and like get a little smudge. I think he actually like is painting on like sleep deprivation.
Goodness.
I think he comes directly from a full massage.
He
probably
does.
Yeah.
He does. Mm-hmm. And then he complains about like, I didn't get enough. I work too much, and then like he always just smells like expensive wine.
With expensive wine and cheese, and you're just, I don't know, man.
Yeah, he always has oysters in his car, which is weird.
That weird little built-in oyster bar thing, that's not normal.
That's rich people shit.
He says it's like a complicated car seat for kids, but like I've never seen a kid in it, just oysters.
And kids definitely do not smell like oyster juice.
None I've ever smelled.
No. I mean, I did as a kid, but I grew out of it really fast.
You look like an oyster baby.
Cabbage and oysters.
Cabbage and oysters, yep, that's what they called me. Well, that's all the time we have for tonight, folks. This generic tablet is out of battery.
Wait, really?
No, it's not. It's got 30%. I just want to go home. We'll see you guys Thursday night for Critical Role episode 21, and then, oh no.
Ashley can close us out.
Ashley, why don't you close us out tonight?
Okay.
Talk about Critical Role Thursday night and then the stream of Many Eyes this weekend.
Okay, so, that thing right there?
That one.
Hey, Critters, as always, thanks for supporting our shows.
No, don't read that. Look at this.
Okay, sorry.
It's okay.
So it looks like that's all the time we have for today, tonight, folks. Get ready for Critical Role on Thursday night coming up in 2 nights from now. And 7 p.m. There's a stream of many eyes for D&D that we're going to be playing. I play on Friday night. Ashley plays on Friday night. 6 to 8 p.m. plays a game with Matt. And then Taliesin and Ashley are going to be playing again on Sunday morning. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
So, thank you so much for watching.
Tickets still available.
On Project Alpha. Tickets are still available for Stream of Many Eyes. And don't forget to love each other. It's almost Thursday. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Tox Machina on the Critical Role Podcast Network. If you like this episode, please drop a review on iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Tox Machina airs live on Twitch at twitch.tv/Critical Role on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Pacific. We'll see you next time.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.